We turn now to sports on KNKX. The Seattle Dragons are the Northwest's new professional football team in the revamped XFL League. They make their home debut Saturday at CenturyLink Field. Sports commentator Art Thiel sat down with KNKX's Kevin Kniestad to talk about what to expect from this new organization.
All right, Art, typically this time of year in Seattle, it's kind of a slow sports week, but that's not the case this year, is it?
We have a treat.
Yes.
We have the XFL. It's a 10-week league in 8 cities around the country, one of which is Seattle, which has been bequeathed as the home of the Dragons. And they play a 10-week schedule. There'll be playoffs. It's not affiliated with the NFL. Commissioner Oliver Luck has described their relationship to the NFL as complementary. Mm. They are not trying to upset the apple cart here of great NFL success, as was the original XFL in 2001, which lasted a year with their scantily clad cheerleaders and the nicknames on the back of the jerseys. He Hate Me.
You remember that? Yes, I remember He Hate Me, yes.
And they're both funded by Vince McMahon, the famous wrestling promoter. And I think the NFL is paying attention. And people who are curious about football, big fans, are watching this very closely.
I mean, is this legitimate? Are these like actual real football players, real coaches? You know, what's going on here?
Yeah, it is. These are players who have had a cup of coffee or maybe even a little more in the NFL and want to get back in the league. And the coaching staff and the scouting staffs and player personnel people, they all aspire to get back in the league. So this is almost like a minor league for the NFL, even though there's no affiliation with it. And I think what they've done here is rather than trick it up purely for entertainment purposes, they are innovating on rules of play. There's a lot of small changes, but some of the big ones include the 25-second play clock, which is 15 seconds faster than the NFL. They want to improve the pace of play, even though the first round of games last week and the openers weren't much shorter than 3 hours. And I think probably the two things that are most noteworthy are what they do with extra points. They don't allow extra point kicks. They're only pass or run, and you get 1 point if you try it from the 2-yard line and score. You get 2 points from the 5-yard line. You get 3 points from the 10-yard line. The thing that's most noticeable right away is the way they do kickoffs. Mm-hmm. Only the kicker is back at his usual position. All the kicking team players are up within 5 yards of the receiving team. That's for safety. That way players don't get big running starts and have collisions that cause head injuries. And it also opens up the possibility for the receiving team to score more often on a touchdown return, which has almost been eliminated in the NFL. And I think that's too bad. I think this is a great compromise between safety and attractive scoring.
What else am I going to notice sort of visibly or audibly when I'm watching this game on TV?
I think the fun thing for viewers and listeners of the game is you're going to be able to hear the coaches call the plays, because his mic goes not only to the skilled players, but it also goes to the television audience. And then they also mic up interviews on the sidelines during the game, just after the play has been either great or a big bust. And it winds up being either wonderful live TV or terrible live TV, because the interviews are so bad and sometimes profane. But you know, again, this whole thing is an experiment. Mm. So I think the presentation on television is significantly different than the NFL presentation. And I think most fans will enjoy that. But the television thing is going to be very different.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.